Congratulations, producer Pork Chop.
No, congratulations to Mike.
Oh, yes, and your new buddy Mike.
Yes, thank you for helping me pick the Song of the Day winner today, AWOL Nation Sale.
And how did you meet Mike?
I've never met Mike. I don't know.
Oh, it's just a fun suggestion.
DM. Mm-hmm.
Okay, a DM.
They met in the DM.
Yeah, he slid in there. It was like, hey, boy.
I like his Instagram handle. It says something about disc golf. So.
Oh, so he's a disc golf. Something that producer Porkchop is obsessed with. And that's what we're talking about. Because this show, we get into something and then we go hard into it. We become obsessed with it. What are you currently obsessed with? Share, because we might want to join you. 833-563-2539. Liv, any current obsessions?
I am currently obsessed with YouTube.
I have
been obsessed with YouTube for a couple months now. I watch YouTube more than I watch television. So any show that I used to like keep up with, a reality TV show I used to watch, I do not watch any of it anymore because of how much time I spend watching YouTube, which is so bad, but like literally I'm not kidding. And it's so nice because, you know, we go from place to place, like work from work, whatever. And so sometimes I only have 20 minutes and that's too short to watch a full episode of something, but I can get like two YouTube videos during that time, or maybe like one YouTube video during that time. So I've been obsessed with YouTube, and especially David Dobrik's videos.
Yes.
And he has this thing called the Vlog Squad. And so there's like a group of them that are all really good friends and they all make YouTube videos. So now I've just started watching everyone's YouTube videos from that group, and I cannot stop.
It's a problem. Killing it.
David Dobrik is literally next level.
Yeah.
Like, he is breaking that scene from like YouTube into like A-list celebrity. He's friends with the Kardashians. He's friends with so many artists. Justin Bieber.
Like, where did he, so if someone's like, I want to aspire to be just like him, like, where did he come out of?
So
or how did he start?
Came initially from Vine.
Okay.
So that one summer when Vine was huge.
It was the new, we thought it was going to be the biggest thing.
Exactly. It like literally took over. He became famous through that, just those 6 second videos. And then he decided to move out to LA. And when he moved out to LA, that's kind of when Vine fell apart and like they got rid of it. So he started to do YouTube videos. He did vlogs and he did like daily vlogs. And then he just continued to do them and he just has rise to stardom because people loved them so much.
And he's making bank.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't our technical producer Lenny like Vine famous? Right?
I think Lenny Bree, it might have been Vine or like Instagram. He went like viral.
Lenny, are you famous on Vine? Are you as famous as David Dobrik?
Man, David Dobrik is in my contact log. I call him every day. We chat and eat tea.
No, you do not.
Yeah. Ever since he saw the Lenny from Starbucks video, he tried to make a collab with me.
I like how you said eat tea.
All right, turning you back down, bye. Anyways.
What are you obsessed with, Chops?
I think it's obvious what I'm obsessed with. I'm super obsessed with Call of Duty.
Dudes.
And Call of Duty, but I understand why Joe doesn't play with me anymore. It's because Joe's so bad, and like I explained yesterday, I played so bad that it's like I didn't want to play. But no, I'm still obsessed with Call of Duty.
Wait, and here's the thing with Porkchop, too. He's so kind, and he's so nice, and he's so generous, but when it becomes a competition, Porkchop is a sore loser and a sore winner.
What? No,
you
I'm
are
not.
A such a sore winner. When
no.
you win, or it's all when you win, it's almost worse than when you lose.
Okay.
So that could be why Joe doesn't play with you anymore.
Oh,
I'd be scared to play with you. I play tennis with you, and it's the same thing.
I've never done anything really competitive besides like funny work stuff together with Chop. So.
Oh.
Well, a new side comes out.
A new side comes out when he's in competition mode.
I'm obsessed with the morning show. Liv, I jumped on the bandwagon and I love it. So it's on Apple TV and I was like, oh, I don't have an Apple TV. And so then I figured out I had a free, if you have a new iPhone, you get a free year subscription. And then after that, it's only like $5. So I literally just watched it on a tablet or on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out how to actually get it on my TV.
I couldn't either.
But it is so good. It's Jen Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, a bunch of other really, really talented actors and actresses. It is so good. It kind of follows like the Today Show-esque, like the Matt Lauer aspect
right.
that he was talking about a while back. And it is gripping. And anytime I have a chance, I will catch an episode or even watch like half an episode. But it's called The Morning Show. And this is what Jen Aniston was winning all those awards for with that famous run-in with her ex, Brad Pitt. It is so good. So if you need a new show, it's on Apple TV and it's called The Morning Show. I'm
it
obsessed.
It is well worth it. Do you know what episode you're on?
I'm only like 4 deep. Like I haven't gotten gotten that far because it's like a commitment, but I'm into it.
It's really good. I highly recommend. If you don't have weekend plans, there you go, right there.
Okay, yes, there. That's what we are currently obsessed with. Also obsessed with that celebrity gossip. We're going to get into your tea. Jen Garner's new man, not a fan of Ben Affleck, and Suzanne Summers has the secret to staying slim for life. Your tea is coming up in two songs right here on Joe McKenzie.